There are reports of another deadly airstrike near a port city in Yemen. A Saudi Arabian-led coalition has been pounding the area in a fight against Iranian-backed rebels. The civilian toll is mounting. UN aid officials have another big fear. They warn that half the country is on the brink of famine. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
The UN's humanitarian chief, Mark Lowcock, has been trying to raise the alarm about Yemen for weeks now. In September, he warned that aid workers are losing the fight against famine. This week, he told the Security Council the situation is getting worse.
There is now a clear and present danger of an imminent and great big famine engulfing Yemen, much bigger than anything any professional in this field has seen during their working lives.
UN officials are particularly worried about the fighting at the port of Hodeida and the collapse of Yemen's currency. They're urging Saudi Arabia to help stabilize the rial so that Yemenis who do have money can afford to buy food in the markets. And the UN wants the Saudis and their coalition partners to avoid civilian targets as they fight for control of the port used by aid workers. Given the fighting there and around the country, it's hard for aid groups to get a full picture of the needs of the country, and there are some doubts in Washington about the UN figures. But the scenes are grim, says Christy Delafield of Mercy Corps, who was in Yemen last month.
I visited malnutrition screening clinics that Mercy Corps works in both the north and the south, and sat with mother after mother holding her child, her infant or her young child on her lap, telling me, I don't know where I'm going to get food to feed my child.
The UN now estimates that 14 million people, that is half Yemen's population, are facing pre-famine conditions. Delafield says she's seen nothing like it.
This is a man-made crisis. There are things that we can do to help people there, and we need to be doing them.
The U.S. is a major donor to the humanitarian response. It also provides logistical support to the Saudi-led coalition, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently gave the green light for that to continue, despite deadly airstrikes on civilian targets. Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, wants Congress to cut off that military aid, writing in a recent op-ed that the war has killed thousands of civilians, led to a massive humanitarian crisis, and has a, quote, Made in America label on it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.